Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment in Thoughts on the 3 Weeks. We had discussed yesterday the beauty of national unity around the Beis HaMikdash. I just want to share with you a thought from the Sfas Emes. We know if we look at the Chumash that unity is a very powerful thing. We see the story from the Dor HaFlaga, known as the generation of the Tower of Babel, Tower of Babel, this idea that there were people united in a very strong way around building this tower. And there's a lot of discussion as to what they were trying to do, but in some sense, it seemed to be some type of rebellion against God, some type of flexing of the muscles, a little bit unclear. And the language in the verse is fascinating. The Pasuk tells us that essentially God says, if I leave them to their devices, essentially they're unstoppable. Now, what exactly that means, and hard to believe that God couldn't stop them if he didn't want to, but it's an amazing statement on the power of unity and what it is to have unity. It's actually very interesting. I'm sure we'll get into this later in the series, but famously we know the reason why the second temple was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam, baseless hatred. So it's so interesting. The first temple was destroyed because of specific sins. Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gilui Arayos, improper sexual relations, Shfichus Damim, murder. And it was 70 years until they came back to build the second temple. The second temple was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, improper interactions between Jews. And we still haven't rebuilt it. And again, obviously, there are many variables in place. I'm not saying it's all about the sins themselves, but it's a fascinating statement. If we say, as the Sfas Emes does, that we learn of the power of the Beis HaMikdash because it was something that the people of Klal Yisrael could unite around, and that's what made it so potent, he said, and we see in a negative way from the story of the Tower of Babel, how powerful unity can be. And thank God we see in a positive way in the context of the Beis HaMikdash how powerful that unity is. I don't think it's a coincidence that the very powerful destroyer of that sacred entity, the Beis HaMikdash, is something that speaks against unity, speaks against baseless hatred. It's a very powerful thing to think about. Especially because when we think about Sinas Chinam, we can sometimes make it too dramatic than I think it necessarily has to be. You know, I think we think of Sinas Chinam as I look at someone and I have this tremendous resentment for this person because they're not like me. I don't know. That would be an example of Sinas Chinam. I think Sinas Chinam can be very different than that. I think Sinas Chinam can be, I look out at a room, I quickly analyze and assess who in this room is like me, who in this room is not like me, and the people who are like me are the people who I have an interest in, and the people who are not like me are the people who I have no interest in. Not as extreme as the first example, but far more pervasive. Again, we obviously gravitate more towards people who are like us. That, of course, is true, and that's fine. But the question is, do we write off people who aren't like us when we hear of their needs, when we hear of their tragedies, when we hear of their joyous events? Do we shrug our shoulders disinterested because they're not from our group? That's also Sinas Chinam. So if we reflect on the Beis HaMikdash as being this tremendous symbol of national unity, and what a great thing that is, we have to reflect on what and how our conduct today does or doesn't speak to that same national unity. We're not going to be on the same tier as they were when they had the Beis HaMikdash. They had a great instrument for national unity. But are we even in the game? Do we sincerely think and care about people very different than we are? If we only would, that power of national unity would most likely rebuild the Beis HaMikdash for us speedily in our day. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.